there are widespread reports of murder, rape, and torture by the Hutu extremist rebels. With IRN USA Radio News, I'm Hope Duggar.
Are terrorist cells or prime terror targets located near you? Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfalls, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay, and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story, hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They're my views. And, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Mark and David Geyer, Dr. Mark Geyer is an MD, he's certainly a geneticist, but he got very interested in the subject of autism, and he and his son David, who works with him as a research assistant, I know he had worked in the past on his PhD, they certainly are working actively in the field of trying to treat these tragic victims of autism. We are told that their incidence of autism is 166 children per 10,000, but I think it's really it's a very, very high incidence. As some people say, we have one in every 166 children who are autistic, but I think the figures will mark, well, certainly, what do you think the incidence of autism really is among boys in the United States today?
I think it probably was maximum around 1999 at maybe 1 in 20 to 1 in 30 children, and closer to 1 in 20 boys, because it's far more common in boys than girls. And I think in addition to that, there's another linked group, which is children with ADD-ADHD, which in my view is a very mild form of autism, and in fact has the same cause, both causes being exposure mostly to mercury.
All right, fine. Well, do you think now has the incidence of new cases of autism dropped?
I think it has, and in addition having dropped, I believe that those cases that there are, almost every autism unit I've talked to has noted that the young autistics now are not as severe as they were, say, 5 or 6 years ago.
Do you think that this is because they have actually removed the mercury from at least the childhood vaccines, although they've left it in the influenza vaccine, but at least most of the mercury is gone from the childhood vaccines?
Well, I think the early mercury is gone. The total amount of mercury in this current childhood vaccine schedule is higher now than it ever was, because the influenza shot is being recommended for all pregnant women, all children twice in the first year of life, once at 18 months, and then every year from age 1 through 18. That is a higher dose than was ever given before. However, much of it is given a little later, so I think that's why we're seeing some decline. And we've also seen a decline because there was a removal of mercury from Rogam, which is a product that was given to pregnant women who are Rh negative. So I think between the two, we're seeing a significant drop, at least at the moment, and I hope it doesn't reverse, because we're facing this swine flu epidemic, in which there's plans to give massive amounts of high-dose mercury-containing vaccines to our entire population multiple times.
Well, right now I want you to tell our listeners about the exciting work that you've been doing, because Really, of course, the treatment for autism has been very discouraging. Some children have gotten better with diets, and some people have gotten better by various techniques of trying to remove the mercury, so-called chelation. But Dr. Geyer and David Geyer, his son, who's on the line with us, and we'll be talking to him later, have come up with an amazing treatment. They have a number of clinics all across America where these children are being treated. They're not being cured, but they're being dramatically improved. So I want you to explain to our listeners who do not know about your treatment what you are doing, and we'll later on, of course, I'll get the information out on how people can get in touch with you. Go right ahead.
We made the observation that as everybody else has, that there are far more boys than girls affected by autism. And by studying that, we studied the effect of why it is that boys have more autism than girls, and we found that it is an interaction between mercury and testosterone. And we found that a good percentage of the autistics, including girls, have high testosterone. And because they have high testosterone, they are aggressive, they have trouble paying attention, they're antisocial. These sound like symptoms of autism. They also sound like symptoms of high testosterone. And we've done some extensive studies and published all over the place and talked all over the place about this. And we've found that if you use standard medication for premature or precocious puberty to lower the level of testosterone and other androgens, that you get a significant rapid improvement in the children's condition.
And the thing, it's a rapid improvement because so many of the treatments, you know, they really go over years, and whether it's be hyperbaric oxygen, parents with autistic children are desperate people, trying anything and clinging to everything and just hoping and praying there'll be some improvement. But so many of these children have been almost impossible to take care of because they've really become so violent and antisocial and aggressive. So why don't you go ahead and explain how you go about actually treating these and really reducing the testosterone and then, of course, getting rid of the mercury?
Well, the reason it's so rapid is that the treatments for lowering testosterone work rather quickly. And again, common sense will tell you that if you have somebody who's highly aggressive, an autistic who's highly aggressive, who has high testosterone or high androgens, and you lower them, they're going to be less aggressive. And not only are they going to be less aggressive, but they're going to be more social. They're going to be able to pay attention better. And so we see responses. We certainly don't cure autism. Anybody that knows how to cure autism, please give me a call because I'd like to know that. But we do have a way of making many of these children much, much better. And one of the biggest problems is the aggression. A number of these children hit their parents, break their arms, put them in the emergency room, hit their neighbors, break walls, break windows, pull down chandeliers. It's a major, major problem in the autism world. And if you can lower their testosterone and they don't do that anymore, and that happens rather quickly, you already made a major improvement in the children, and you convert a situation where the child really will have to go on psychiatric meds, and or go to an institution to one which the children can continue to live with their parents and have at least some prospect of having a sort of useful life.
Well, now, of course, once you lower the testosterone, then, of course, you can go ahead and chelate them, try to get rid of the mercury. Do you find that they put out a lot of mercury, or at least some of them put out a lot of mercury at this time?
We find that we don't have to chelate most of them. We find
really?
That if you lower the testosterone is what's blocking the glutathione pathway. Glutathione goes up, and they remove their own mercury. So we chelate relatively few of them, but they do, however, eliminate their own mercury, and you can follow it. And they're relatively simple laboratory tests. That are available at places like LabCorp, where we all have insurance and can have it paid for, to determine how much mercury is left in the body. And you can see the mercury go down as you lower the testosterone of the androgen.
Well, now, how many clinics do you have across the country where they're using this form of treatment?
David, you want to go over the clinic?
We have centers now opened up in Seattle, Washington. We have another one in Dallas, Texas. We have a center in Springfield, Illinois, Indianapolis, Indiana, Cincinnati, Ohio, in New Jersey, just outside of New York, in Parsippany, New Jersey, and then in the Baltimore, Washington area. And we have several more that are currently on the drawing board. And we've also expanded our network to include a number of other physicians, including endocrinologists, neurologists, psychiatrists, OBGYNs. So we really have a whole team of experts that can really help train in and focus in on what these children need in order to help improve their condition.
Well, now, of course, are these children put into some sort of a clinic or hospital setting, or is there who's staffing them, or is it simply an oral treatment to lower the testosterone level?
The treatments that we're using to lower testosterone and the treatments in general, these are outpatient clinics, so they're doctor's offices, and we have doctors that man them, we have nurses and other healthcare professionals. And our centers are all tied together through the use of telemedicine so that we have multiple specialties that are available in each of our offices. So whatever is needed for the patient, we can bring that specialty in and really help these children.
How many children have you treated so far?
We've treated, I'd say, more than 500 kids now on the autism spectrum.
That's amazing. God, last time I talked to you, I think you were up to about 150. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is cutting edge. And certainly Mark is a well-known, well-respected physician, and David's certainly working with him. They're helping these tragic children. We'll be right back. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case it's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you and we'll get the items shipped directly from Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw for free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
Terrorism, chemical attacks, dirty bombs, fallout, biological attack, anthrax, and to top it all off, duct tape and plastic. Alarming words for our time. But how do you protect your family during such a crisis? The video Sheltering in Place, Surviving Acts of Terrorism from Biological, Chemical, and Radioactive Fallout was developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government. Anyone can follow the simple instructions. It's presented by a housewife as they walk you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. If you're not the type who waits till it's too late, then you need the video Sheltering in Place. Get the critical information you need now for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 and tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at murkywater.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh. Healthy. Easy. only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables, ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396, 866-598-7396.
You're listening to GCN, Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and, of course, our guest is David Geyer and Mark Geyer, and we're talking about this treatment that they have, and they have had about 500 children that they've treated. These are autistic children. Well, either David or Mark, which comes first? Does the high testosterone come because of the mercury, or is it the mercury can't be excreted because of the high testosterone?
Well, what we had in our country was a catastrophe. And what happened was that the public health officials raised the number of vaccines that we are given. And I'm not anti-vaccine, but they forgot that each vaccine contained a large amount of mercury. And their own memo said they were asleep at the switch. They exceeded the EPA safety limits for that type of mercury by about 129-fold. And what happened was there are people in our population that are more susceptible to mercury toxicity than others. And some of the susceptibilities are low glutathione and high testosterone, and being a male. And so what happened is those that had the lowest glutathione and the highest testosterone, and those tended to be male, were the ones that tended to be affected. And once they were affected, it not only did it cause autism, but it caused them to have higher testosterone. And the higher testosterone made the glutathione lower further, and so round and round we went. And those are the people that were affected. And the people who had who would tend to be female and had lower testosterone and higher glutathione and did not to be affected, and we ended up with a very large number of people that have been severely damaged, probably for life.
Well, now, are we talking about, you mentioned before that you thought about 1 in 20 children. I think that I know that's much more frequent than we've been told. But, Sydney, where do you think we are now? What percentage of newborn children, or I should not say newborn children, but children by the time they get to be two or three and they've had several of these vaccines, they've had their influenza shot, you know, it's at 6 months, and then maybe mother had a shot or maybe mother had Rogaine or something of the sort. I mean, what percentage do you think of the children are autistic today? I mean, frankly, autistic, we know that about 1 in 6 children has some sort of a neurodevelopmental abnormality, but what percentage would you say that of autism, frank autism today?
I think it's probably in the 1 in 50 to 1 in 100 range. Nobody actually knows because it's hard to count them. They count school enrollment, but a whole lot of the autistic world is homeschooled. The parents find that the kids don't get along in their public schools, that they're not really made for autism, and a lot of them are homeschooled, and so we really don't have a good count, but that would be my just general impression. What do you think, David?
Yeah, that's in the range of what we're talking about. And it's something, as we all know, you just simply go down the street in your neighborhoods. Everybody knows a house that has an autistic child. That tells us the rate. It can't be 1 in 150. At that rate, you would have trouble finding a family with a child that was affected. It's got to be something that it's 1 in every couple of families, which means 1 in 20, 1 in 30, 1 in 50, kind of rate.
Well, it certainly is a terrible, terrible human tragedy. Now, how is the medical profession accepting this? Are some doctors actually embracing your ideas and encouraged by what you're doing?
There's an interesting schism that has occurred. Those who are in American Academy of Pediatrics, the pediatricians, the public health people, the CDC folks, tend to absolutely deny what we've said, even though, interestingly enough, if you look at their own memos and their own documents, they clearly know and agreed with us. And, in fact, you can see some of those documents in our new book, which is called Sacred Spark. This is the story of Reverend Lisa Sykes, whose son was the first child that was ever treated with our therapy. And she's also been a big activist in trying to remove mercury, and she's actually gotten the Worldwide United Methodist Church to make the top priority removing mercury from medicine. And we have a number of the documents there. So actually those who say that they don't believe it actually do believe it, at least their leaders believe it, because you can see that from their documents. But on the other side are the scientists. And the scientists very heavily, those who publish in this field, very heavily support our position. My favorite is Harvard University did a series of autopsies on autistics that died of other causes, looked in their brains and found high levels of mercury in the area where autism is felt to be. Columbia University has a mouse system. University of Kentucky supports us. Most of the major universities. So it's a schism. It's sort of the scientists against the public health. And the public health will not admit it because, as they say, they're afraid it's going to hurt the vaccine program. They're afraid that people, if they hear about this, aren't going to take the vaccines. And as I've told them, I'm for the vaccine program. And if they keep lying about it, they're apt not to have a vaccine program because they haven't been very good in hiding this. This is now out in the open. Almost everybody in this country has heard of this. In fact, there are nationwide surveys that show that well more than half the people in the country believe that it's true. And so to deny it only makes people lack confidence in them. A better thing to do would be, and there are people in the CDC themselves that have written this, but they lost the argument, they should admit what happened, say they're sorry, say they're going to help the kids, and say we're going to move on from here and not let it happen again. Unfortunately, that's not their view. Their view is to hide this completely under the rug, and it really doesn't work.
Well, I think I would love to see your book. Is it available? How do people get copies of your book?
You can purchase it through a website called www.sacredsparkbook.com.
Is it available through Amazon?
Yes, you can also order it on Amazon.com. So it's fairly readable if you just go to your internet. Almost any major bookstore, Amazon, you can order them.
Well, now how long has it been out? Because I'm pretty close, you know, got my ear to the ground on a lot of things, and I just hadn't heard about it. I knew what you were doing, but I didn't realize that the book was out. How long has the book been out?
A couple months now. It's fairly new.
And you've actually got a lot of the CD. How did you get the emails and CDC public health communications?
I got involved in this because I was playing tennis in Florida, and the U.S. Congress called me and asked me to help be an investigator in this issue. It was the Government Reform Committee, and I came. When my country calls, I try to help. And they gave me all these internal documents, thousands of pages of internal documents, some of which have already been made public, like we've seen the Simpson-Woods transcripts, which were from a secret meeting where they all met and said, we know we caused this, and we've got to keep it a secret. But we have a number of documents in our book that have never been published before. One of the most interesting ones is that the Government Reform Committee that investigated this for 3.5 years and incidentally finally concluded that dimerosal, that's the mercury in the vaccines, caused the epidemic, and also concluded that public health was guilty of institutional malfeasance, that's their word. They had an attorney named Liz Burt, who was the chief counsel to the, as every time they have an investigation they have, and she kept score for 3.5 years, and she has memos as to who violated the law and what criminal acts they committed. Unfortunately, she died in a car accident, but we have her in our book. We have her memos on what she thinks who should be prosecuted criminally in this.
I mean, the thing is that they've destroyed the lives of so many children. And what about the media? Is this getting out in the media? Certainly on the alternative media, shortwave, internet, satellite, things like that. But has anybody in the major media come to you and said, boy, we want to get this information out?
It has been covered in the major media, but there's a tremendous attempt by the authorities to quiet it. You may have heard about a year ago, the Vaccine Compensation Act, HHS's own hearing officers, conceded the first case that said that mercury in the vaccines, or said the vaccines caused autism, and it was a polling case. That was one of the cases I was an expert witness in. But they have made a great attempt to quiet this down, and they tell the media that even if it's true, if you tell people this, and they don't take the vaccines, and the children die, it'll be your fault.
Well, but of course, the children get this autism, and they get all the other things, and they get the autoimmune disease and allergies and all the other complications of vaccines. It's going to be their fault, too. We'll be right back.
Today, we cannot afford to ignore the current state of our country, the economy, job layoffs, mass foreclosures, and now we are all at risk of being exposed to this new flu pandemic. The Center for Disease Control has declared a public health emergency across the United States. What can you do to prepare yourself? The answer is ZeroFlu.com. ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9%
99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces. With no filters to replace ever, you save money. Prepare yourself today. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 888-766-6066. 888-766-6066 today. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Now you can bring Berkey purification power anywhere with the Sport Berkey filtration bottle. Ideal for sporting games, camping or boating, or Sport Berkey is small enough to store in your glove box, so it's ideal backup for unexpected emergencies like blackouts, floods, or earthquakes. It's simply the best personal water filtration system available. So effective you can drink raw, untreated water from lakes, rivers, and streams. Unlike other sport bottles, the Sport Berkey's patented filter formulation is so powerful it removes cysts, parasites, harmful bacteria, and chemicals like herbicides and pesticides. It even reduces radon 222, lead, and other heavy metals. This lightweight, rugged 22-ounce filter is small enough to go everywhere, so take one to work and keep another in your glove box for emergencies. Get the Berkey Sport for only $39. Get two for $70 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Order your Berkey Sport today. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
When you hear the words water purification, what comes to mind? If it's Berkey Water Purification Systems, this message is for you. Did you know that over 60% of municipal water contains fluoride at less than 2 cents per gallon? Berkey water filters purify treated and untreated water, remove dangerous chlorine, fluoride, and contaminants from municipal water. These filters are powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water, making them perfect for rainwater collection systems. From the smallest to the largest systems, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has what you need. With your system purchase, you'll receive a shower filter, a fluoride filter, or two Sport Berkey bottles absolutely free. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com would like to offer GCN listeners 5% off all ceramic filter systems and ship all orders over $50 free of charge. Visit BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY today.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, our guest is, of course, Mark and David Geyer. And before we go on, would you like to get out your website? Would you like to get out any other information? We get, once again, where people actually can get that book, although I think we'll certainly want to carry it through our ministry. We've been looking for something already to verify the fact that, of course, this whole thing, they knew exactly what they were doing, and they allowed it to happen. But how can people get to your website, get your information?
They can, for our clinical centers, we have a website, which is www.asdcenters.com. And as I said about the book, Sacred Sparks, that talks about treatment and about a lot of the internal stuff from the government, it's www.sacredsparkbook.com. And you can also call our main office at 301-989-0548.
All right, fine. Well, if you're out there in the listening audience, you have a question or comment for our guests, of course, our number is 1-800-273-8255. let's see, 259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. Give us a call. We'd love to talk to you. But Sydney, are doctors coming to you to actually set up these clinics? How are you going about doing this? Are these people, is this sort of a franchise? How do you work it?
We have a network, basically, and we try to get people in all different disciplines so that we all together we have a great deal of ability in different areas. So we have an endocrinologist. I'm a geneticist. We have a chemist. We have a neurobiologist. We have a psychiatrist. We have a neurologist. We have, you know, we try to accumulate all the different areas of medicine. We have a nuclear medicine person that does scans to look at the brain. And we try to accumulate, you know, talented people all over the country that have, you know, looked into this issue and understand what's going on and are willing to help. And that way we can network with each other and help whatever needs our patients have.
Well, now, are some of these children actually getting to the point where they can, you know, begin to think, cerebrate, suddenly their brains are working fairly well, or suddenly just slightly off normal? How much improvement can, would you say, on average, you're going to see?
Well, I think that really the main issue of improvement relates to where a child is at, having now been involved in working up and helping to treat hundreds of kids. Actually, all told, we've evaluated close to 1,000 kids on the autism spectrum. It really depends on the situation for the child and really where they're at. I mean, obviously, if we have a teenager or a young adult that's in an institution that's on multiple psychiatric medications, the future prognosis for that child is not going to be the same as a child that's 4 or 5 that hasn't been down that route. But that being said, I think that obviously our kind of treatment with anti-testosterone, anti-androgen medications is going to do many physical things very rapidly, meaning that if the child is aggressive, if the child has meltdowns, if the child is stimming, rocking, those kind of things, that it's going to really help to reduce those kind of symptoms within a few weeks. We're also seeing in those children that don't have tremendously severe brain damage that a lot of cognitive skills come back, a lot of socialization, so that those can also improve. It's really the whole spectrum of autism gets much, much better in many of these children.
Well, I think that's really so vitally important, because the thing is that, you know, how can we possibly trust the people in government when they cover up what I consider a major crime? I think that when you cover up something like this, and then you continue giving mercury in the influenza vaccine, I mean, this, obviously, they know what they're doing. They know they're damaging. They know that you can create influenza vaccine without mercury in it. Why are they harming our children?
Well, the why answer is very difficult, but another thing that we have done is that we are now, through our organization called COMED, which is dedicated to removing mercury from the drug supply, we're involved in a lawsuit against the FDA, which basically says that the FDA's own regulations say that mercury is unacceptable in the drug supply. And so we're suing them to follow the law. And that lawsuit has now been going on for about 6 months or so in federal court in Washington, D.C. And we're having very serious legal actions. We're trying to do discovery against the FDA. We're trying to get motions put into place to basically bar the FDA from approving mercury-containing products, specifically the flu vaccine for pregnant women.
And if you want to read about that, we have a website, and this is a tax-free donation, 501c3, if somebody wants to read what we're doing or donate or help in any way. It's
www.mercury-freedrugs.org.
We're not suing the government for any money. In fact, it's costing us money out of pocket. But they have, in answer to our suit, they've admitted that the mercury, the thimerosal in the vaccines, has never been shown to be safe. And U.S. law requires that in order to use a preservative, you must show it's safe. And they say they know that they didn't show it safe, but they don't have to because they're the government, that they have that special authority. And we think they don't, and so we're asking the judge to order them to follow their own law, to show.
Why can't you sue some of the government officials personally for malice and for damage and for the things that they've done in destroying the lives of all these children? Couldn't you get some of the parents to bring personal lawsuits against government officials? Are they immune from anything that they've done to destroy the health of hundreds of thousands of children?
I don't think they're immune, and I'm not saying that that couldn't happen or won't happen, but we have a very simple thing, and that is when you come to an accident site and you see somebody bleeding, the first thing you do is you try to stop the bleeding. The first thing we'd like to do is let's not cause any more damage. Let's stop giving the mercury in the vaccines. Let's take a deep breath and see who we can help, and then we can figure out whose fault it is. So our first action is to try to stop this from happening. And, of course, to some extent, we had some influence because, as you mentioned, they have removed it from some vaccines. They've even announced they're going to remove it from all vaccines, as they did in 1999. Trouble is, it's 2009, and although they announced it in 1999, they haven't done it.
What about here in California?
Before we worry about whose fault, let's stop hurting our children.
What about here in California? I thought that there was legislation passed that said that they could not have mercury in any of the vaccines given.
Well, there are seven states, and we helped in almost every one of them by testifying. Seven states have passed some sort of ban on mercury-containing vaccines, and there are probably every state in the union has had bills that have almost gone through or being worked on. But what we found is that when the states pass these legislations, they don't follow the law. The California bill has an out that in the case of an emergency, you can use vaccines with mercury. And, of course, every year they declare emergencies. So they don't follow the law, even though the legislature said, you know, take it out of all vaccines unless there's a vaccine emergency. But every year there's an emergency. So they keep leaving it in. The laws don't work very well unless you write them very, very aggressively.
Well, is there any way, certainly we know, of course, that the vaccine companies have so much confidence in their vaccines, they demand that they could not be sued. But isn't there something there that if you can point that what they're doing is malicious or, you know, intentionally harming children, that you could actually, and certainly without the information that you have available from all of these emails and government statements, this would show that they knew they were harming and the vaccine companies had to know it. Is there any way to bring a massive suit against the vaccine companies?
They have passed legislation that set up the Vaccine Compensation Act to protect them.
But isn't there anything there that if it's done intentionally and maliciously?
No.
Go ahead, Dave.
The Vaccine Compensation Act is written in such a way that theoretically it's supposed to allow you to go to the program and then have the ability to opt out of the program. But that basically the window to allow you to opt out is closing. The industry's position that it provides complete blockage of the ability to sue them.
Well, what we really need is somebody who's going to take, I don't know how it's going to be done, but it needs to be done. We'll be right back.
This is Pastor David Whitney with Institute on the Constitution. Our founders constructed this constitutional republic with the intent that citizens would function as the final check on the power of civil government. But that design would only work if the citizens understood our form of government as well as their responsibilities within that structure. That's why Institute on the Constitution has put together a host kit that enables anyone, anywhere, with any group of people to instruct them on our founding documents. We urge you to order a host kit. You can call us toll-free at 866-730-9796. That's 866-730-9796. Or you can order it on the web. Go to our website, iotconline.com. The only way our republic will survive is if its citizens arm themselves with the knowledge of our founding fathers' original intent of the Constitution, the Declaration, and the Bill of Rights. Call us, 866-730-9796.
Finally in the news this evening, it's being reported that cyber spies from Russia and China have now penetrated our power grid. Even as energy experts are reporting that each summer we get closer and closer to the limits of our nation's power grid, some say that this summer's demand for electrical power may finally push the grid over its edge, creating a cascade of power outages across the country, putting us all
in the dark. Are you prepared for the next round of storm-related outages or government-created blackouts? Have you ever thought about taking steps to get off the grid and generate your own private supply of electrical power? If so, this will be the most important information you have ever heard. Solar-powered generators are finally available. They have no moving parts to wear out or break and require absolutely no gas whatsoever. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Check out mysolarbackup.com before you lose your power.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart and Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. We've got Laura calling from Colorado. We'll be with her in just a moment. Mark or David, were you considering going to the vaccine conference they're going to have in Washington, D.C. on the 2nd to the 4th of this year, October 2nd to 4th, Barbara Lofister's meeting?
We're not actually scheduled to talk in that meeting. There are a number of people know about vaccines that are. We're not actually attending that one.
All right. Well, are you not interested in going? I've been looking for somebody to go and share a table with me, and we get it quite inexpensively. And as far as the meeting, we still have to go. I have to pay, but I'm trying to get somebody to share it. Well, anyway, what basically we have Laura on the line. Let's see what Laura has to say. Laura, do you have a question or comment?
Yeah, Dr. Stan. I'm in Colorado Springs here, and I work for a master herbalist. And long before I learned about the things, about the agenda of big pharma corporations and all these other things, my dad had told me back in 1986 not to ever get my son another vaccination. And my son was 2 months old. I did the stupid thing by letting them vaccinate him. He got really sick. And my dad said, never, ever again. And my dad was retired from the government. I can't really go into it any more than that. But anyway, my son's 24. He's never been ill. He went to a public school. He's never had any kind of horrible diseases or anything, or any kind of really bad sicknesses or anything. And he's never had any more vaccines. And he's 24 years old now. He's getting ready to graduate college. Now, the master herbalist that I work for does bio-neurofeedback to autistic children and has had tremendous success.
Well, maybe you could give me some information on that. You could send that to me, Laura, and I'd be glad to take a look at it.
Yeah, he also does liver cleansings and organ cleansings, heavy metal cleansings. He does these things to these people, and they have tremendous results. They get off of the pharmaceutical stuff, and they just have a whole nother life.
Okay, Laura, could you get me some information? Send it to me, and you said you can get my address right there on the Internet. I'd appreciate getting it.
You bet, Dr. Stan.
Thanks very much. Mark, have you heard anything about any of these things being done by herbalists as far as, I assume it's some sort of a chelation. Do you know anything at all about that?
We're mainline, you know, trained physicians, but some of them are doing some forms of chelation using natural substances. As I said, I don't know a whole lot about it, but and I've heard some success to help some kids with biofeedback as well.
Okay, fine. Well, our telephone number is 800-259-5791. That's 1-800-259-5791. What is Congress doing? You mentioned that you were actually asked to help the Congress as far as investigating this, and they'd given you a lot of material. I know that Congressman Burton was very involved in this because I think he had a couple of children, a grandchildren, had been damaged by the vaccines. But is Congress pretty impotent? Did they do anything more than meet and eat and talk and prepare reports that nobody ever reads?
Well, it's really difficult. I mean, I talked to Burton, who was the head of the committee that said that they were guilty, the public health was guilty of institutional malfeasance, and pointed out to Burton, as others have, that the public health people had committed perjury when they came to testify. And I asked him why he didn't do something about it. And he said, actually, he did. He asked the Justice Department to arrest them. But the Justice Department refused. Beyond that, he wants to know what else you can do as a congressman. It's an interesting question. I mean, as far as getting bills passed, it's been close. I mean, they've nearly passed a nationwide ban on thimerosal a few years ago. Right now, I don't think they're going to pass any ban because the public health has everybody so upset about this so-called swine flu pandemic that they think they're all going to die, and so they're not going to pass any requirements, and they're going to let public health do whatever they want.
How can they possibly? This is a non-event. I mean, we lose more people every single day from AIDS than they've lost in this entire terrible pandemic.
Worse than that, public health's official position is that there are 36,000 deaths every year from regular flu. If you calculate that there are about 4 months, that would be about 9,000 a month, 30 days in a month. There would be 300 Americans die every day during the flu season from regular flu. This is, of course, an abject lie. But with that kind of numbers, how can you care about a small handful of swine flu? But what they care about is, it's funny, they've declared a worldwide pandemic. And everybody in the United States that I know sort of laughed because there's nobody dying in the streets, the emergency rooms aren't full, ha, ha, ha. But it's not funny. Because under the BioShield law, when they declared a worldwide pandemic, they tilted the BioShield law. And this law basically takes away all our rights. And apparently under that law, they can come and force you to take vaccines at gunpoint. They can vaccinate your children without permission. Anything that they do that causes harm, they have no responsibility for. And that's why they declared a worldwide pandemic, because they wanted to activate the BioShield law. They've already gotten $7 billion or more for the vaccines. Remember, a couple of years ago, they got $7 billion for the bird flu. What a gimmick. All you have to do is say flu of some kind, and you can get all the money you want.
And, of course, Donald Rumsfeld made a lot of money on that because, of course, they spent billions of dollars on Tamiflu, and that was his, Donald Rumsfeld's company. Oh, boy, you wonder why he smiles all the time. Well, I think that it's really so vitally important. The American people say, we're not going to do it. There are enough people to say that. They're going to give this up. They tried, of course, to get through the smallpox vaccine when there's no smallpox in the world. Absolutely. There hasn't been a case of smallpox in 20 years. They wanted to vaccinate all the first responders, and they just said, we're not going to do it. And you know what the government did? They backed down. And I think that's our job and your job.
I'm not sure they're going to.
What's that?
I hope they back down on the swine flu, but I'm not so sure they're going to back down.
Well, I think that if the whole thing is a facade, if the people say we're not going to do it, and enough of them say it, they're not going to have any alternative, and they're going to start rounding up millions of people to put them into concentration camps. They play their hand out. I don't think they want to do that just now, but I hope I'm right, and I hope you're wrong. Maybe I'm wrong, and you're right. We're just going to wait to see.
Believe me, I hope you're right, but I have this fear that they're coming next fall,
and they're going to vaccinate your children in the school without your permission.
Well, I'll tell you what, then I would suggest that people get their kids out of school and we start getting them into private schools and just tell people, because they're talking about putting squalene into this vaccine. They won't even tell us what's in the vaccine. It'll be an untried vaccine. There is no way that in 2 months they're going to be able to say this vaccine is safe.
Because I agree with you. In fact, it's a violation, in my view, of the Geneva Convention. You can't forcibly make people take untried vaccines or products. But that's what they're proposing. You're right. There's no way they can do the safety of this vaccine, and yet they're proposing, let's start with the women and children or work our way up to the men.
Well, I'll tell you what, I hope those men have the courage to just say no way. Anyway, we're out of time, but if we want to get, certainly I'll talk to you off the air about getting copies of your book. We want to carry that through our ministries and get you on all of our programs. We think this message really needs to get out far and wide. God bless you both. Thanks very much for being with us.
Thank you for having us.
Bye-bye. All right. That was David and Mark Geyer. They're honest people on the front lines of this battle. And ladies and gentlemen, you've got to say we're not going to do it. They've already destroyed the lives of hundreds of thousands, if not millions, of our children. We do not see the autism in the Amish children who do not take the vaccines. We do not see the allergy. 1 in 9 American children is asthmatic. We just don't see this in the Amish children. They're destroying the lives of our children. And people say, oh, it's just a mistake. I don't think it's a mistake. I think they know exactly what they're doing. We're dealing with organized evil. And when you read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness, and if you haven't read it, you need to get it. You need to hear, listen to my talk on the forbidden secret and get the syllabus. You need to listen to my talk on the financial Armageddon, and you need to get the syllabus that goes with that. You need to get the DVD, the Emergence, Constance Cumbie's talk, the DVD, the Trilateral Commission, Patrick Wood's talk, the DVD, the Atlantis connection, because, of course, the whole idea is America is to become the new Atlantis and bring about this whole demonic, satanic world order. That's always been the plan, and it's well along its way today, being pushed by the Trilateral Commission, the Council on Foreign Relations, the Bilderbergers, the Group of 30, the Club of Rome, and what I call the Brotherhood of Darkness. If you want the membership list of the Brotherhood of Darkness, our telephone number is 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. It's a syllabus. It goes into the background of the membership of each of the organizations and tells you a little bit about them. But you need to get this information. Of course, we do have my interviews with Dr. Geyer. We actually have a couple of DVDs that Dr. Geyer and his son David put out. We have 2 4 tape sets on Mercury. And, of course, we have a book on autism, and the name escapes me right now. But you can go to our website and look it up. And, of course, our telephone number again, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, radioliberty.com, where you can listen to our programs 9 hours a day on the satellite, not get any.